Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program is titled, Is Your Website Working as Hard as You Are? By Jenny Guy. Tom, I know you've listened to this program as well. What did you learn about Jenny's program?
Bill, Jenny reinforced what we both already know. As business owners, we often find ourselves putting out fires all day long. However, one area that literally can't be ignored is the managing of our image through our websites, since that is where so many new customers find us.
I agree, Tom. There's no question. During Jenny's presentation, she provides 7 really great tips on how to make your website a bit more user-friendly, therefore more valuable to our customers. You know, sometimes I wonder, do people really spend as much time on individual websites today as they used to?
Well, Bill, if Jenny's research is correct, the average time spent on a website is 8 seconds. That's right, 8 seconds. If that were not eye-opening enough, the 8 seconds represent a 25% decrease since the year 2000. Today's website users are no longer reading the material, they're scanning it. Bill, Jenny pointed out something else in her presentation. She talks about the use of mobile devices when it comes to purchasing. Are people really buying online using their mobile devices?
They sure are, Tom, and they're doing it in a big way. In fact, when it comes to mobile devices, 55% of all online purchases are made using tablets. 45% are made using smartphones. This means that the websites have to be mobile-friendly and responsive. In other words, the site needs to recognize what device the user has and format the web page for that individual device, whether it's a web browser, an iPad, a smartphone, whatever. Well, let's get to the meat of this program. Jenny Guy loves helping solopreneurs and small to mid-sized businesses create messages that connect with and motivate their customers. She produces compelling communications while freeing up business owners to do what they enjoy, serve their customers. Jenny brings listening, research, and analysis skills to a variety of writing and editing tasks. Web content, copywriting, white papers, speeches, just to name a few. Jenny uses a stair-step approach in creating compelling communications. She listens to get the client's perspective on a problem. Next, she analyzes the problem and researches possible solutions. And finally, she creates and revises the content until the problem is fixed and the client is satisfied. And now, here's Jenny Guy with this month's Prophet University audio series.
Tip number 1, know your customers. This tip, as will all of the tips that follow, ask you to think about a lot of things before you begin building a new website or tweaking an existing one. Do the heavy lifting of asking and answering these questions now at the start of your website project. This will make the work move along more quickly and more smoothly. It will also help you control costs, as you will be including vital elements during the website's construction rather than adding them on later. Keep track of your answers because they will guide you as you make your website an effective spokesperson for your business. Spokesperson? Yes. Your website speaks for you constantly. It should answer visitors' questions, help them with their transactions. If your website is doing its job, it should convert or turn visitors into customers. Finally, your website should advertise your business and court more potential customers for it. The better you know your customers, the better your website can do its job. So, let's try to get a good picture of your typical customer. Who do you want to visit your site? In turn, what do they want and need from you and your business? What are their professions, hobbies, education level, gender, ages? How do they like to shop? Do they like a lot of information about a product before making a buying decision? Or do they shop by price only? Your typical customer has a face and a personality. Your customers have to be real to you, before you can design a website that speaks to them. If you were asked to describe right now your typical customer, could you do it? To help you describe your typical customer, let's create an avatar. An avatar is a representation of a person. If you play video games, then you're familiar with the concept. If you're not a gamer, then think of an avatar as a made-up being who looks and behaves like a real person. Let's say that you run a bait and tackle shop, and that your typical customer is a man in his late 50s who has been fishing all of his life. Let's call this customer Joe. Joe's grandfather taught him how to fish, and now Joe wants to teach his grandson. What else do you know about Joe? As you think about him, think about how your website can best serve him. Does Joe need a lot of pictures with detailed descriptions to help him see the kind of tackle he wants to buy for his grandson? Or does Joe need a range of equipment costs prominently displayed so he can start his decision-making by looking at prices? Either way Joe shops, your website should be able to give him the information he's seeking quickly and easily. Continue thinking about Joe and what would make his buying experience with your business through your website enjoyable. Then try to build those extra touches into your website. After all, if Joe enjoys buying from you, and especially if your website has made it easy for him to do so, then he will come back whenever he needs something, and he will refer your business to his fishing buddies. Your website would have done its job as the spokesperson for your business. Tip number 2, plan your site, work your plan. Before you start thinking about how you want your site to look, how flashy it will be, you need to think about your message, what you want to say about your business. You also need to think about the website's function, what you want your website to do to help you in your business. Message and function are the drivers and linchpins of planning for your site. Questions about how the site will look, while very important, are development and design questions that shouldn't be answered prematurely. Getting excited about your website's look, its bells and whistles, is like putting the horse before the cart. You need to decide what kind of horse will be pulling your cart first. Will it be a Budweiser draft horse, or a thoroughbred, or a sway-backed farm nag? Sometimes the question comes up about how many pages or tabs should be on a website. That's a bells and whistles question. The number of pages your website should contain shouldn't be answered until you've first decided what it is you want your website to do and what information it will present. At other times, the question arises about what type of animation a website should have. This is another bells and whistles question that is best answered later, after you've decided what it is you want your website to do and what information it will present. Because you are engaging in e-commerce, you'll want to make your site product-heavy, service-heavy, and purchase easy. This is where planning comes in. Let's look at message first. What information about your business do you want your customers to know? If you are especially skilled at working with individuals or small companies, is there information on your website that highlights your experience? Does your business excel in evaluating situations and problems and then recommending cost-effective solutions? If so, you will want your website's message to emphasize your business's analytical and process-driven approach. Blogs are a good way for people to get to know you and your business. Do you have one? How can you use it to promote your business? Can you use it to show you are a leader in your profession? One way to do that is to give information that your competitors aren't providing. A blog devoted to articles on breaking news within your industry would position you as a thought leader and one whose expertise should be sought. Testimonials are always good to have. How can you incorporate them on your site? Again, consider creating a blog where you can highlight comments from satisfied customers. If you don't want to produce a blog, think about having a section devoted to articles where you can expand the message you want to broadcast about your business. These are just some of the examples of the kinds of messages you can place on your website. You probably have ideas for other information, such as, your business has been in your family for 3 generations, and its success is due to strong family values, which you name. Or, you promote young entrepreneurs and enjoy working with the leaders of tomorrow. So, you place examples of winning ideas that your clients, even though they are still in high school, have developed and have placed on the market. The example list can go on and on. It's your website. What do you want it to say? Now we'll look at function. What functions do you want your website to perform? For example, do you want donors to be able to give any time of day or night and then log back on months down the road to get a record of their donations? Do you offer on-site customer service in your brick and mortar store? If so, you'll want to provide customer service on your website, too, as your repeat customers expect that convenience from your business, and new customers will definitely look for it. Are you an association seeking new members? If so, you'll want to show how beneficial and fun your group is. You'll want to make it simple for new members to join online and pay their dues and fees online as well. Are you a general contractor? It will be important for your website to showcase projects that demonstrate the range of your services and the quality of your work. By the time a visitor finishes looking at your website, he or she should be convinced that you are the person they want to do business with. These are just some of the questions you need to answer before you begin thinking about how your website will look and act, its bells and whistles. As you plan your website, think about the functions it must perform. Think about the message it needs to convey. Create a good, inclusive plan for your website first. Then, continue working your plan all through the site's development. Tip number 3, content rules. Our attention spans are getting shorter because we have so many things screaming for us to pay attention to them. A recent study by the Associated Press shows that American adults can pay attention online for only 8 seconds. That's a 25% decrease since 2000. Multitasking is the desired work style. We're doing a lot of things at one time, but how effectively are we doing each thing? Together, multitasking and decreasing attention spans mean trouble for reading in general and online reading in particular. Studies are now showing that web users scan instead of read. Therefore, the content on your website must grab readers' attention quickly and then hold it. You may have heard the expressions content rules or content is king, Those phrases mean that your website's content is competing with the content of millions of other websites. According to Internet Live Stats, in 2013, there were nearly 700 million websites on the Internet. So, when writing content for your website, think, be interesting. Short is better. Use bullets, headlines, and catchy taglines. Break up text with subtitles. Avoid long paragraphs. Again, be interesting. This point can't be stressed enough. A study from Microsoft Research reveals that the first 10 seconds of a visitor's viewing of your website are critical. If you haven't grabbed the visitor's attention within those first 10 seconds, then forget it. They will leave your site and won't be back. Writing for the web is short, active, and attention-grabbing. Active writing invites. Passive writing drives away. Listen to the following pair of sentences. As you listen, think about which one you would rather read online. Sentence number one. It is best to proceed with caution and examine all options before taking precipitant action. Or, sentence number two. Look before you leap. Get the point? Tip number four. Be web-friendly and socially friendly. This tip covers a lot of ground because these two functions, web friendliness and social friendliness, work together. They are presented here as one tip so that when you think of one function, you will automatically think of the other. Before discussing the functions of this tip, an important concept needs to be presented first. That concept is optimization. To optimize is to make the most of anything. So, optimization is making the most of your website's ability to be found by the Internet's search engines and social media groups. Optimization should be built into your site right from the start. Remember tip number two where we discussed planning your website and then working your plan? Optimization is a prime example of what your planning should include. There are two main types of optimization. Search engine optimization, commonly known as SEO, makes your site web-friendly. Social media optimization, or SMO, makes your site easy for social media groups to find. Both SEO and SMO should be a part of your website's plan from day one. They can be added on later after your site is up and running, but to add them on at that point means more cost. And who knows how many visitors, how many potential customers you would have lost because they couldn't find your website. To help you think about optimization, ask yourself this question. Have I made the most of the opportunities that the Internet provides for my website to be found? Knowing and following SEO and SMO best practices will help you capitalize on those opportunities. Your planning process should help you identify the areas where SEO and SMO best practices can help your website's design and content. Let's look at search engine optimization, or SEO, first. Knowing about and using SEO is the heart of making your site web-friendly. Here is how SEO works. People search the Internet using queries made of specific words, known as keywords, that describe what they are looking for. The keywords can be short, 1 to 4 word phrases, known as short tail keywords, or they can be lengthy strings of descriptive words, known as long tail keywords. You may have heard of the terms crawling or spiders crawling the web, These are operations by the different search engines. Google, Bing, Yahoo, Dogpile, AskJeeves.com, and a few others that help you find what you are looking for. The spiders of the various search engines crawl the internet looking for certain keywords to deliver query results to searchers. You get different results from the different search engines. Let's say a searcher wants to buy a Ford truck. She starts off using the short tail keyword of Ford truck. Using that short tail keyword as a query returns 112 million results on Google. While that large number impressively shows off Google's ability to categorize and deliver information from all over the world, those results aren't really helpful to the person wanting to buy a Ford F-150 truck in her hometown. To yield better results, the searcher next tries using a long-tail keyword containing more descriptive words. Here it is. Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT Long Bed Crew Cab Pickup. That long-tail keyword returns almost 95,000 results, a huge drop from the first query's results. The searcher continues using more or different keywords until she finds a page listing the websites of businesses where she can buy her truck. The more keywords your website uses, the more it is said to be optimized. The more it is optimized, the easier it is for search engines to find it. A website is fully optimized when keywords are used on each of its individual pages. So, think of SEO as a tool that helps your website to efficiently and productively use keywords that catch search engines' attention and searchers' interest. Now, let's look at social media optimization, or SMO. SMO means making it easy for people who participate in social media groups to find your website. There are many social media groups. They target people with different interests and of varying ages. Probably the most well-known social media groups are LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. Because word of mouth is one of the most effective advertising methods around, you want your website to be mentioned by pleased customers as they chat with their friends on Facebook or Twitter. Do you remember the TV commercial of a few years back that had the slogan, "And she told her friend, and that friend told another friend, and so on and so on and so on"? Well, that's what you want for your website. You want people to tell their friends about it, and those friends to tell their friends, and so on and so on and so on. Know the characteristics of each social media group so you can determine which ones will best fit your business and website plan. Optimizing your website for social media is another instance in which keywords could be used. In short, both SEO and SMO benefit from using keywords. Both SEO and SMO affect your site's web friendliness. But there's another aspect of web friendliness too, and that's the ability of your site to appear on all of the various devices that people use to interact with the internet. Think iPad, smartphone, tablet, desktop, laptop, and netbook computers. This ability is known as responsiveness. It means that your website can be seen regardless of the device that is being used. If you want your business's website to do all that it can do for your business, then internet searchers need to be able to access it no matter what device they are using. But wait, there's more. Here's yet another dimension of web friendliness. This one concerns how easy it is to navigate your site. Another way of looking at this is to ask yourself this question: how easy is my website to use? To answer it, dig deeper with these questions. Is the arrangement of my site's content logical? Can a visitor to my site quickly and easily find the information he's looking for? Does it take only 2, no more than 3, clicks for my customer to get what she is seeking? If you can answer yes to these questions, then you have gone a long way toward making your site user-friendly. We cannot leave tip number 4 without discussing another web term: analytics. All that means is measuring your site's performance and its effectiveness. Numbers don't lie. Your site's analytics will tell you if you've made your site as friendly as it can be. Are you getting the traffic you want to your site? Once the visitors are there, are they going on to become buyers or do whatever it is you want them to do? If your website convinces a visitor to become a customer, then that visitor has been converted. Conversion means new customers and a growing bottom line for your business. Analytics can be used in many ways. For example, the statistics can tell you about the performance of your products and services. They can tell you which products or which services most of your customers like, or don't like, or want more of. The numbers can tell you how many visitors come to your site, how long they stay on it, how many pages they look at, and whether or not they convert and become customers. If SEO, SMO, and user-friendly web pages make your site easy to find and use, then analytics will tell you how effective they are at doing their jobs. There are free programs that measure website performance. Google Analytics, a free download, is the most well-known. You should be thinking about your site's friendliness from day one as you begin the planning process. Once your site is up and running, you should evaluate its friendliness by regularly looking at its analytics. As you can see, user and web friendliness go hand in hand, and there are several components to each of them. Tip number 4 has given you a lot of terms to incorporate in your website planning: SEO, SMO, user-friendly, responsiveness, analytics. As I said at the beginning of this tip, when you think of one function, you should automatically think of the others as they all work together to make your site the most productive that it can be. Tip number 5, know your team. 3 functions are needed to help you plan your website and then implement the plan. Here they are. Number 1, the web developer. This person is responsible for putting together the website's inner structure and writing the programming code that runs the site. Number 2, the web designer. This person makes the site look good. Working with this person, you can plan your site's bells and whistles. The site's user-friendliness, its navigation, and its layout are key concerns of the web designer. Number 3, the web content writer. This person takes the plan for your website and writes content using the web writing rules discussed in tip number 3. A knowledgeable web content writer should also automatically include SEO and SMO best practices, as discussed in tip number 4. These functions are not mutually exclusive, nor should they work independently of each other. In a best of all worlds scenario, the web developer, the web designer, and the web content writer should work together to help you plan your website and then give life to the plan. Very rarely will you find one person who can perform all three functions to the same degree of excellence. Therefore, it might be necessary to think about hiring a team of people to help you plan and then implement the plan for your website. Tip number 6 is, don't forget the budget. This tip is short. Why? Because it helps to think of a website as never growing up and leaving home. You need a budget initially to cover your site's design, development, and content writing. But after your site is up and running, you will still need a budget for the expenses of maintaining and refreshing it, especially if your site's analytics show that certain parts of your website aren't performing as well as others. You will more than likely want to improve your website's effectiveness in those underperforming areas. To correct the problems, you will have to dig deeper into the analytics to see what's causing the poor performance. For example, let's pretend that you are a shoe wholesaler selling shoes for the entire family. When you examine your site's analytics for the past quarter, you see that sales are down in the men's shoe section. Further study of the analytics reveals that visitors are coming to the men's section of your website, but they aren't staying very long and they certainly aren't converting into customers. Your website's analytics are definitely showing you that work is needed on your site in the men's shoes area. Maybe that portion of the site is hard to navigate. Maybe the descriptions aren't appealing, or you don't have a large enough sample of your inventory on display. Whatever the problem is, you want to fix it so you can draw and keep more buyers of men's shoes. Here is where you go back to your plan to see if your website's design and content are carrying out what was stated in your plan. If not, then corrective work with your team, your web designer, web developer, and web content writer is needed. See what I mean? Your website is in your pocket. Again. Think about your budget. Do you have an amount set aside to plan your website? What about funds for your website's ongoing maintenance after it is up and running? A truly effective website for your business will be an ongoing expense, just like the other overhead expenses you expect to cover as you run your business. Like I said, your website will never grow up and leave home. Tip number 7. The end is just the beginning. Well, it's done. You're finished. Your website has been planned with your customer in mind. Its content has been written and optimized. It looks inviting and it is easy to use. Your website is now open for business 24/7, 365 days every year. After celebrating at your favorite restaurant or bar, you will turn your attention to other matters in your business. Breaking news! It's not over, nor will it ever be. The internet is constantly changing. New trends and new apps are hitting the market every day. In addition to e-commerce, there is now m-commerce for shopping that is done using mobile technology like smartphones and tablets. According to Internet Retailer, 55% of mobile commerce sales occur on tablets, while smartphones contribute 45%. These figures from Internet Retailer should convince you that m-commerce is here to stay and will only become a bigger piece of the commercial pie. Remember the concept of responsiveness that was discussed in tip number 4? Think of all the potential business you're losing if your website isn't found on all of those smartphones and tablets. So, maybe your celebration is a little bit premature. Yes, you've just gotten your site up on its legs, but now you have to monitor its walk, help it course correct if it goes off track and doesn't bring in the visitors and customers that you want. Imagine a spiral that gets bigger the higher it goes. Well, your website should do the same. Over time, your website should become more efficient at attracting visitors and converting them into customers of your business. More customers means more business growth, which means more website growth, which means more business growth. The spiral goes on and up. Think about your business 5-10 years from now. How big is it? What does it look like? How much of your business, what percentage, comes from your website? As you can see, the end really isn't the end. All of the tips we've covered can be summed up in these 5 words: content and function, optimization and responsiveness, and usability. Content and function. Have you planned your site so that it does what you want it to do and says what you want it to say? Optimization and responsiveness. Can search engines find you? Can people who haven't heard of your business find it by using keywords common to your industry or service or product? Can your website be viewed on smartphones and tablets as well as computers? Usability. Once your site has been found, is it easy to use? Does it make visitors want to become customers because it gave them an enjoyable shopping experience? Keep these 5 words, content and function, optimization and responsiveness, and usability, in mind whenever you work on your website. They will help you recall the tips we've covered. If you remember content and function, optimization and responsiveness, and usability, your website will be a productive virtual employee that works for your business 24/7, 365.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.